Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is trying a new strategy to expand Medicaid in the state. Evers announced a new push to get more people enrolled in Badger Care Monday, or to have them buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act website. He calls those the first steps toward getting more Wisconsin residents covered. Evers says he still wants to expand Medicaid, but Republicans firmly say that will never happen. The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin is part of an effort to stop a metallic ore mine from being opened near Marinette. The tribe is one of several groups opposing Aquila Resources from opening a gold, zinc, and copper mine at the Back 40 site in the UP. The Environmental Coalition is specifically challenging wetland permits and lakes and stream permits. Aquila also has a claim to a potential mine in Marathon County, but has not made any moves to start opening that location. Calls before Congress to take a look at the impact social media is having on journalism. Suzanne Potter has more.
A movement is growing to try and save the news business by reining in the power of tech giants Google and Facebook, which together control 60% of digital advertising. Watchdog groups accuse the companies of profiting off the work of journalists while undercutting the ad revenue that pays their salaries. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing on the subject of big data and privacy. Laura Bassett, a freelance journalist formerly with the Huffington Post, testified at that hearing. She thinks Google and Facebook should be broken up, or at least heavily regulated.
They're basically a country, and they're that powerful. Not only do they have the power to tip elections and control what kind of news they're putting at the top of their feed, but they're also killing journalists financially. So it's just creating a real problem when one or two companies has the power to cripple the free press as we know it.
More than 2,500 reporters have been laid off so far this year. A study from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, last year found about 1,800 local newspapers have gone out of business since 2004, 20% of the total. The decline began many years ago when sites like Craigslist reduced newspaper revenue by about 40% by rendering classified ads obsolete. Freelance reporter John Stanton, formerly of BuzzFeed, also submitted testimony at the hearing. He sees the widespread layoffs of reporters as a threat to communities and democracy, leaving news deserts. Brian O'Kelly, a tech entrepreneur who invented the system that underpins digital advertising, says big news sites should band together and stop allowing digital firms to handle their ad sales, thus forcing advertisers off Facebook and Google and back to the news sites themselves. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Wisconsin Governor Evers also says he's willing to consider a road plan, even though Republicans have rejected his proposed 8-cent hike in the gas tax. The Joint Finance Committee will vote on transportation funding Thursday. Evers says if Republicans can magically improve the state's roads without a higher tax, he's willing to look at it. Republicans want to raise a variety of other fees by unspecified amounts. And authorities in Baraboo are trying to determine how a small piece of metal got inside an apple which was sold at a convenience store. A customer made the discovery Monday afternoon, and a worker at a Quick Trip called police. All apples in the store were quickly taken off the shelves. Police are working with the store's parent company and the Sauk County Health Department on the investigation. And two state agencies are partnering to help people access health care. Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm says a joint effort with the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance will reach out to 290,000 uninsured Wisconsin adults. The goal is to inform more people about their options with Badger Care or through the private insurance marketplace. Governor Evers announced the partnership Monday as Republicans prepare once again to remove Medicaid expansion from the state budget. Weather forecast for this afternoon. Look for skies to be partly sunny with a high near 79. There is a slight chance of a shower after 5 o'clock. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and showers likely and cloudy with a low near 60. And then Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 73. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.